Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report, this morning featuring Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Very good.
Good. I understand May is High Blood Pressure Education Month.
That's right. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, have identified the month of May as High Blood Pressure Education Month. I know high blood pressure is something that affects many of us, and that high blood pressure or hypertension is usually something that tends to develop over time, and it may be caused by a variety of factors, including some unhealthy lifestyle choices, like maybe not getting enough regular physical activity, other health conditions like diabetes and obesity, and also potentially increase the risk for developing high blood pressure. The CDC does estimate that about half of the adults in the United States have high blood pressure, and about only 1 in 4 of those adults with hypertension have it under control. So it can be a challenge for some many in the United States. When we think about blood pressure, it's defined as that pressure of blood pushing against the walls of our arteries, which carry the blood from our heart to the other parts of our body. And our blood pressure is measured using two different numbers. The first one is what we refer to as systolic blood pressure, and that's the pressure that's being measured in your artery when your heart beats. And the second number is a diastolic blood pressure, and that's measuring the pressure in your arteries when your heart is at rest between beats. And so, as we know, our blood pressure can vary from minute to minute with changes in our exercise, stress, and sleep, but it should normally be less than 120 over 80. The primary way that our high blood pressure can cause harm, it's increasing the workload of our heart and blood pressure. And as the higher your blood pressure gets, the greater you can be at risk for other health problems like heart disease, heart attack, and stroke, which are some leading causes of death in the United States. We can also think about high blood pressure has also been sometimes referred to as the silent killer because it really doesn't have any warning signs or obvious symptoms to indicate that something is wrong. And so really the only way to know for sure if you have high blood pressure is to have it checked or and visit with your healthcare professionals. There are several things that you can do to help prevent or manage high blood pressure. The first one is to stay active, make sure to get regular physical activity. It's recommended for adults to get at least 150 minutes of physical activity each week, which equals about 30 minutes of activity five of the 7 days during the week. Also, make sure to eat a healthy diet that includes lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, foods that are rich in potassium, fiber, and protein. And make sure to consume foods that are lower in sodium or salt and saturated fat. Also recommended to limit alcohol consumption, as that can, there's some research that shows that can help or can raise your blood pressure. Also to avoid smoking or stop smoking and using tobacco products, as those can harm your blood cells and can cause damage to your heart. And another one is to maintain a healthy weight. When you shed unhealthy weight, you can reduce the burden on your heart, lungs, blood pressure, and or blood vessels in your body, and it can make you feel better. And finally, one that I know is challenging for me right now is to make sure to get enough sleep. It's definitely important, and getting enough sleep can help your heart and blood keep those blood vessels healthy. So with the month of May being National High Blood Pressure Month, this serves as a great reminder to get your blood pressure checked if you haven't done so, and visit with your health care provider and take some steps to improve your overall health.
All right. Anything else for us this week?
I don't believe so, but I will mention that even though our extension office doors are closed due to our COVID-19 concerns, our office staff is still working via telecommunication and are still available and here to help answer questions. So just feel free to give our offices a call and we'll be happy to help and happy to get back with you.
All right. Thank you, Chelsea. Appreciate that. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40 at Merida Saint Extension District Agricultural Natural Resources Agent specializing in crop production and horticulture, Caitlin Barthol.